The search for Muammar Gaddafi continues and intensifies in many ways, and his opponents are vowing to leave no stone unturned.
We are looking for Gaddafi. Whom, whom? Room, room. Door, door. Hole, hole. In the sky. In earth. In the street.
That is one rebel fighter saying that they are intensifying their search for him. We don't have to search for his wife or three of his kids in any case. They're in Algeria. They crossed over the border yesterday. And Algeria is defending its decision to offer them refuge. They're saying they're doing it on humanitarian grounds. William Zartman joins us now, professor emeritus at the School of Advanced International Studies at Johns Hopkins University, and from the studios in London, world affairs correspondent for the BBC, Mark Doyle. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
William Zartman, let me start with you, because one has to wonder why Algeria would make this move at this point. They seem to be the only North African neighbor of Libya that hasn't recognized the new government, the National Transitional Council. And now they're offering refuge to Gaddafi's wife and kids. Why?
Well, the wife and kids can be explained on a humanitarian basis, as they say. But more importantly, Algeria and Libya have been friends, or at least neighbors on the radical side of politics for a long, long time. They've had up and down relations, but at least they see the world in similar kind of terms. Algeria has not had its intifada, its revolution, and has kept things under control with a very restive population, and it's not comfortable with the results of what's happened in Libya. But perhaps more specifically, Algeria has been staunchly opposed to the NATO intervention in Libyan affairs, and so it sees all this as very illegitimate, and it's certainly happy to welcome the Gaddafi family. The most important members are still at large, and might well welcome Gaddafi.
That's William Zartman, who's professor emeritus at Johns Hopkins University. Also with us, Mark Doyle, world affairs correspondent for the BBC. Mark, I mean, who's going to be most displeased by this? Clearly the Libyan rebels, but in the international community, who's going to be on the phone to Algeria immediately?
Well, clearly the rebels will be. When I was in Libya, on the rebel side, as it were, early last month, they were very concerned about reports that Colonel Gaddafi was being armed from Libya, and that the route from the deserts of Algeria into southern Libya was a route that was being used for mercenaries and others who were working with Colonel Gaddafi's side and getting arms. Western countries, to answer your question, of course, will be angry with Algeria for doing this, but I suspect that Algeria will ignore them, because in its worldview they don't want to have this uncertain National Transitional Council regime on its on their borders, and they certainly don't want what they claim is some Islamist influences on that NTC regime. Many influential Islamist groups are associated with the NTC, although of course the NTC says itself that it's in favour of democracy and open transparency and so on.
That's Mark Doyle, world affairs correspondent for the BBC. So, Mark, if William is correct that Algeria is kind of looking askance at the entire Arab Spring, could this harboring of Gaddafi, or help aid given to Gaddafi and his regime, could it be a message to the Algerian people?
It could be a message to the Algerian people, certainly, that no such whiffs of the Arab Spring will be tolerated in their country. But it's mainly really of great concern to the NTC, because, of course, Gaddafi's family having partial refuge in Algeria, in a way, is a continuation of the unfinished business that they have with Colonel Gaddafi himself. Because until Colonel Gaddafi is either captured or killed, then they can't move on and move forward in terms of security and in terms of sorting out all the many problems that Libya has, and allowing his wife and two of his sons and one of his daughters. Incidentally, the French news agency is just quoting an Algerian government official as saying that Gaddafi's daughter gave birth last night, which would strengthen the Algerians' claim to have done this on humanitarian grounds. But anyway, on the political side of things, NTC is very concerned that this kind of symbolically somehow means that Gaddafi has escaped. escaped.
That's Mark Doyle, World Affairs correspondent for our partner, the BBC. William Zartman, Professor Emeritus of Johns Hopkins University. Could this be a destabilizing effect, William? Just as the NTC is beginning to try to create a government in Libya, will having Gaddafi's family, at least, just across the border be a hindrance?
But having the members of the family that we know have crossed the borders is not particularly difficult. But there are other members of the family, Watasim, Hamas, Saif al-Islam, Saf, the sons, and Gaddafi himself, who could be very destabilizing. The Libyan people liked very much what Gaddafi represented, an independence, a free speech in the radical direction, not in any other direction, but thumbing his nose at the world outside. So there will be a lot of echo of support, particularly as the NTC and the other groups, because the NTC is not the only leader of this revolt, as these groups now come to take over in Tripoli. If the NTC falls under the control of the Islamists, Algeria is worried. If the NTC falls under the control of the Democrats, Algeria is worried. And so this makes a very dangerous neighbor for Algeria.
And it's possibly dangerous for the NTC as well. That's William Zartman, Professor Emeritus at the School of Advanced International Studies at Johns Hopkins University. Also joining us, Mark Doyle, who is a World Affairs correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thanks to both of you. What they're talking about is Gaddafi's wife and three of his kids. They fled over the border into Algeria yesterday, and Algeria is defending their decision to offer them refuge on humanitarian grounds.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.